Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox back in action tonight, Jones, at Fenway Park as they open up a six-game homestand. They have lost five consecutive games. They have. They will send Brian Bayo to the mound tonight. 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame, right here on WEEI. Jose Berrios on the other side. Sox are actually a slight favorite on the money line.
Oh,
tonight -120. Do they snap the streak? Losing streak
at some point this weekend
tonight.
Or tonight?
Yes, I say yes as well. In fact,
yeah.
The Sportsbook Rhode Island Rich Keefe pick of the week is a parlay, Red Sox money line, oh. And Jaron Duran dong.
Duran dong?
You'd pointed out the Berrios numbers. He has three career home runs against Berrios in just 21 at-bats.
Cha-ching.
Home run. You put that sucker together, plus 721.
Ooh!
Duran dong. Sox
that was good.
Win. I feel like that was good.
Wow.
He just had the good. He had the positive interview there on Section 10, so he's going to be feeling good.
That's what he said about your bet, though? Here, let me hear it again.
What do you think about the bet, Jaron Duran?
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Well, he doesn't.
Rethink everything.
That sounds like a lie.
I don't know about this.
Red Sox, by the way, back in the friendly confines, Keith.
Yes. Where they dominate.
22-17 at home. I actually didn't think they were that good. Okay.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Oops.
Yeah.
Oh, I just clicked on one that's outrageous. You don't want to hear this one, do you?
Yeah, I do.
It is a Friday.
Yeah.
This gets sent in a long time ago. We've never played it.
We've
never played this one. It's outrageous.
Wait,
I don't even get it. You ready for this?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're back. The score, Boston 69, Detroit 69. Nice. Jones and bouncing DJ, who brings the ball up. DJ passes down low to McHale. McHale's double teamed.
Yep.
Kicks it back out to Bird. Bird pump fakes. And finds Keefe cutting to the rim. Keefe goes up and... Oh, he's hammered by Mahorn. Mahorn takes Keefe to the floor and out. Now Lamp Beer jumps on him and he grabbed his bag. He grabbed Keefe's bag. Oh, these two, McFilthy and McGrabbag.
I mean,
Dick put that in the system.
I'm sorry, how have I've never heard that.
Honestly, I don't remember saving that.
I've never even heard about it.
Long.
I've never even heard about it. I've never heard it. I didn't know it existed, but it's brilliant.
Nick rolled that into the system April 23rd, and I've just been sitting on it for
just
two
finished, it just finished rolling in.
I was going to say, we just got there. I don't know.
Filthy McGrab bag.
I don't know.
So that's that guy's specialty? He just does Johnny Most impressions.
He does a Johnny Most. A pretty convincing Johnny Most.
Yeah, good. Nice.
The NHL draft is tonight.
What?
Overshadowed by the NBA draft. Yeah, two-night affair. So the NHL draft comes in on a Friday.
It would help if the Bruins actually were picking a little higher than seventh. I don't really understand the fascination with the seventh pick. I'm all angry about trading out of 32, so what do I know?
Seven!
Yeah, I guess that's true. Good there call. It is. So we'll see what they do.
Who you wanted to take?
Probably best player available.
Yeah, you're good.
So the Portland Trailblazers select... Colin Cowherd here.
Good pick. Colin Cowherd.
Good pick.
Yeah, maybe Jim Rome.
Yeah.
You take Dan Patrick.
Nice.
Take one of these guys.
I'd go McFilthy and McGrabbag.
Sure.
That's who they should go with, yeah.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
Just a day after the NBA draft, the Toronto Raptors have fired Masai Ujiri, the team president.
Well, look.
Thanks for the draft.
We talked to you about Perk and Simmons, their beef earlier.
Yes.
It's not starting great for Perk.
No.
It's not where he starts, it's where he finishes.
That's right. He's got a big Sunday. He was teasing Sunday with the full response.
That's true. There's that. He's got the Raptors as a top six seed. They did just fire their GM.
Yeah.
So they seem to disagree with Park.
They also drafted a player who screamed the F word when they drafted him.
Yeah, but I like that. It's fiery.
He doesn't want to play for you.
That's what Paul Pierce didn't want to play here.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But he didn't yell the F word.
Well,
what do you got
not
picked?
That I recall.
Not out loud.
Yeah.
Maybe in his head.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You climbed mountains and built skyscrapers. You made TV shows and put out newspapers. You were wicked good at doing stocks. You liked it when Amelia would change your socks. We never hung out, and that makes me grab all the good times we could have bagged. But when I die, Uncle Grab Bag, you'd better say cheers, because when me and you are hanging at the pearly gates, I'll bring the beers. I'll bring the beers.
Well said.
Nice.
Speaking of not wanting to play for their team, Ace Bailey,
The
Rutgers star, was drafted fifth overall by the Utah Jazz. He may not report. Apparently, he was a report came out that his agent had told one team in the top five not to draft him. They wouldn't say what that one team was. The agent was then asked, was it the Jazz? And he gave like a non-answer.
This guy's a piece of work, too. This agent
apparently really
is. He's not even a certified agent.
Yeah.
And he was giving Bailey horrible advice. I would advise you to read, if you're interested in reading up on this, Omar Cooper is the agent / non-agent for Ace Bailey. Go read NJ.com. They had a huge write-up on Ace Bailey right before the draft. I was unaware of any of this until like a day or two before the draft. The guy is a piece of work. And, yeah, his advice now is Ace Bailey got taken by the Jazz. He has no leverage, really. And his advice is just go AWOL.
I mean, good luck with that. That's not going to work. Also, I'm normally player over team. There are a few exceptions. I guess Devers has become one of those exceptions. Mm-hmm. But I'm also of the players should go where they're drafted. I hate Eli Manning because of it. I would have hated John Elway because of it. I liked him, but I was annoyed with Steve Francis.
Yeah, but
that one was a little bit different because that was at least a different country.
It comes back to, wow, what a great American in retrospect. But it comes back to you want them to be a good teammate. Like, you're out on Devers because he's a crappy teammate.
This guy's
a horrible teammate. He hasn't even showed up. He won't even go there.
But this
he
is,
won't report.
But also, you're not LeBron James. You're not even Cooper Flagg. Like, Cooper Flagg, I would have been annoyed by.
You might not even be Dylan Harper.
You might not be.
Yeah, you might not be the best guy on Rutgers in the draft.
Like, fifth pick? Like, okay. Like, you might have been the sixth or seventh pick in a bad draft. Or, like, a not great draft, I should say.
Right.
So, yeah, that's even more crazy. Like, what a start to the league. The fifth pick in the draft, who might be the eighth best prospect, is like, I don't want to play there.
I immediately defended it for Ainge, where I'm like, good for you, Ainge.
Yeah, take
him. He's highest on the board.
Right? Yeah.
And now I'm like, ooh, maybe you're already paying for this run.
But you should not take him.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Justin Tucker, former kicker of the Ravens, has been suspended 10 games by the league. So if anybody was to pick up Justin Tucker, they would have to wait. First of all, they'd get a bit of a PR backlash, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Followed by him sitting for 10
a
games.
A PR backlash and then 7 games.
10.
No, I'm saying you get him.
Oh, and then you get him for 7 games.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So does he ever play again?
Probably not worth. Oh, no. No,
I don't think so. I would imagine.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Mets starter Griffin Canning may have a torn Achilles.
Seems like Griff Canning.
Achilles all over the place here.
Yeah, you know,
that's like the new in vogue injury.
You know, so I read up on this
on Achilles or Griffin Canning.
No. In the NBA, they did a study about the issues with all of these Achilles injuries popping up, and you know what they think it is. At least in the NBA, I can't speak to Major League Baseball. They think guys are working out the quads too much.
Oh, see, that's not my problem.
Quads getting too big.
I'm gonna have good Achilles.
They're out of whack. And
so you're doing too much quad work.
Too much upper leg.
Skip leg day.
Not enough lower leg.
Save yourself.
They've specialized all these workouts for the upper leg and not enough for the lower. They got to balance those legs out.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah. We
We mentioned it earlier, but F1, the movie, is in theaters now, as is Megan 2.0, or when you look at it, M3gan 2.0.
M3gan.
There's like a 3 for an E, even though it's the second movie. Megan, it's very complicated.
Megan the Scallion.
This one.
Megan 2 in Detroit. Detroit.
Yeah, that's what this is. So the first one, pretty good. This was a horror comedy where like a young robot comes back to get you. And robots are the thing now.
They're hot.
They're hot.
Hot in the streets. AI's hot in the streets.
So, Nick, if you could only see one of these movies this weekend, F1 or M3gan 2.0, what do you got?
F1. M3gan 2.0 looks horrible.
Right. F1 is doing well with the critics and
people
the fans,
like it,
as you said, which is something. Yeah.
My name is
A few submissions for Kid Rock as the best American.
Oh, he belongs on the list.
Yeah, he's in
there. Tough, honorable mention.
Yeah. That guy likes a cold beer.
Yeah.
And apparently, I think Lauren Boebert, we talked about that before.
Nice.
There's, yeah.
Nice.
I'd go see F1 with her.
Do we have a new daily question in the grab bag?
Well, we got a new submission, although I think we might have spitballed this one before.
Okay.
Is Alex Cora still the manager?
Or are the Red Sox 500?
Exactly 500, though. Not above 500.
No, are they 500?
The question is, are they 500? And then they could be above, they could be
They're
above,
not
could
500,
be below.
And yes, he is the manager to answer those.
All right, good questions. 2 pints of
booze. Tell me, are you grab bag? Are you grab bag?
All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from last night. Jones.
Yes.
Was it Augustine Ramirez? 3 for 5,
yeah.
Home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Rafael Devers?
Nope.
3 for 4, home
loss.
Run,
a
2 RBI.
Home run, they were losing 5-0.
Was
loss.
It Zach McKinstry? 3 for 4, 2 RBI, a run, and a steal.
Ooh, I like that, though.
Was it Shane Baz? 8 scoreless, 9 Ks. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 8 scoreless, 6 Ks.
How many Ks for Baz?
9.
Yeah, Shane Bass.
Shane Bass.
Yeah, let's put him on the
board. Shane Bass, the guy.
Yep.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
One of these days it will be Curtis Luskanic. It will be like, thank you, Joe.
I wouldn't get it. I don't think I would get it.
All right, in honor of the game against the Blue Jays, we are going with a former Blue Jay who only played for one other team.
What team was it?
The St. Louis Cardinals. I'm glad you asked.
Jays, Cardinals.
Cardinals, Jays.
That's it.
That was it.
Okay.
Chris Carpenter?
Great guess.
Wow.
No, that'd be New Hampshire's own Chris Carpenter, but no, not Chris Carpenter.
Frank Catalanato is already a guest on the text line. It's not him.
Not the professional hitter.
Yeah.
Frank Catalanato. Yep. It is not him. He played 10 years in the majors as a left-handed starting pitcher.
Left-handed starting pitcher.
Left-handed.
How about the years?
Broke into the majors 2009.
Oh.
Last game played 2018.
Oh.
More of a newer vintage. Good guess. No, not J.A. Happ.
Started with the Blue Jays?
Started with the Jays, ended with the Cards. Bird teams. Two bird teams. Only played for bird teams.
Would you rather, Blue Jay or Cardinal?
Didn't play for Orioles.
Be a Blue Jay.
All-star?
I have both of these bad boys in my backyard.
Who was it?
Cardinals and
Blue Jays. I just asked if he was an all-star.
Oh.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
You don't want to talk about the birds in my backyard?
There was a lot going on there for me.
I'm glad you asked, Billy. 2013 with the Blue Jays, he was an all-star. So a one-time all-star, never received Cy Young votes. Career high for wins in a season was 15, and that wasn't even his all-star year. Career 4.29 ERA, a legendary New Hampshire Fisher Cat as well.
You got any nicknames?
J.A. Happ was a good guess.
He does have a nickname.
He was on those good Jays teams, too.
He has a nickname.
Yeah, well, what is
it? He pitched in the playoffs twice, 15-16 there in the playoffs. His nickname is Squints because he kind of looked a little bit like Squints from the Sandlot. The text line does not have it yet,
good.
But Twitch line does.
Twitch has it?
Twitch does.
They're good. That Twitch line's good.
Twitch is on it.
Good.
Twitch also has a really good guess that isn't it that you guys have not said.
I got nothing.
Is Jordan Romero still in the league?
Oh. Jordan Romero? It's not Jordan Romero. I don't know if he's in the league. He was like a one-time
Mr. Romero?
I'm out. I'm looking. Oh.
Should we have gotten it?
Well, no. I recall this guy. You want me to spoil it, or you guys are going to keep guessing?
No, let it fly.
See, Ricky Romero's a good guess.
Ricky Romero is a good guess. Brett Cecil.
He got it!
I was surprised to know that Brett Cecil was an all-star.
Yeah, it's
I would not have guessed that. I remember he was good. They had a bunch of prospects when I was working up in New Hampshire that were all on the Fisher Cats.
Travis Snyder was the hitter. Adam Lind, big prospect. Yeah.
Adam Lind and Travis Snyder were the big hitters. But they had Dustin McGowan, Ricky Romero, Brett Cecil, and like one other guy, all in their rotation. Then they were all the Jays rotation like a year later.
So they were all Fisher Cats. Shout out Fisher Cats, by the way, and our Haas of the Week.
Haas of the Week, all full circle.
Peyton, the Iowa meat truck.
Yeah.
Williams. Yeah, of course. How could I forget?
That's right.
I'm surprised Brett Cecil only played for two teams. That feels like a guy who should have bounced around a little more.
In like 10 years, too? Like, that's a good career.
Especially a lefty pitcher.
Yeah, I mean,
a lefty pitcher. Maybe he blew his arm out for all I know.
That guy should have hung around for like another 2 years and another at least three ball clubs. I'm surprised he only pitched for two teams.
How much money do you think he made?
Can't be a ton.
No, I mean,
18.
$39 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like how I'm scoffing at 18 million.
Maybe 18 million.
Over $1.2 trillion.
Oh, pretty close. Good. Oh, nice.
Close.
Brett Cecil. Your random ball player.
Double first name
in the grab bag.
Not a random player, but guess who is officially in for the home run derby?
Christian Yelich?
Big Dumper.
Oh, Big Dumper.
Hell yeah. No, you need Yelich.
He's going to ruin his swing, though. Terp should be worried.
Is he going to pull an Adley Rutschman and hit some lefty and then hit some righty?
Ooh.
That was fun.
That's nice.
The picture I'm seeing here says Big Dumper, sweet on both sides.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Symmetrical.
Big Dumper, left and right. Hang on. Since we brought up the Big Dumper, how are the standings doing? I'm 10 back at Terp. Terp's just running away with this thing. Big Dumper. Kyle Tucker, how are you supposed to compete?
Oh, I might have thrown people off the scent. So the guy referred to me as a goof. He was an all-star actually as a reliever. He started his career as a starter, then he moved to the pen.
I would have gone.
That cost everybody. My bad.
So I only remember him as a starter.
He came up as a starter. Yeah. He started his first 3.5 years, and then he did move to the pen.
Okay.
Also, he was in the pen for 6 years.
He wasn't like a closer. He was just like in the pen.
Just a long reliever.
Honestly, wild career. How did that guy not bounce? He was a reliever by year four and he only played for two teams?
Yeah, right.
That's crazy.
It is weird.
All right. Well, it's random. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We got WEEI Afternoons. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ted. And the clip du jour next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's now a top 20.
Number two, the original Superman from the movie, Christopher Reeve.
He's from Krypton.
And number three is not a human, Secretariat.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you?
John Daly.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris. Snoop Dogg. And Bigfoot.
That guy had the list. First of all, it was the only actual top five that was submitted.
Yeah, that's also a parameter. We were really highlighting the American part, but also five.
Yeah, it was a top
just five.
It's a top five Friday
around here. Yeah.
So I
did. Superman from the movie, Christopher Reeve.
He's from Krypton.
These
are the top five Americans.
I didn't want to nitpick that last list, and I forget what the gentleman's name was, but Bigfoot, I just double checked. Is he American?
I like to think so.
Now, Bigfoot.
Did you Google search, is Bigfoot American?
That's legitimately what I plugged it into Gemini. And,
gross.
Dump that. And so, Big Feet have been spotted all over North America, Keith. Mexico,
no,
Canada,
I know he has. Tennessee. So,
but I have
an eye.
But I seem to think that, you know, that could be the same Bigfoot.
Sure, it could be.
In the rubber.
Come on.
Just because you're American doesn't mean you can't leave the
country. No, he's probably crossed into Canada, but I like to think he was born and raised in Washington.
Yeah, he's an American, and he just happened to venture into Canada.
Right.
Take a trip down to Mexico. A
couple famous photos in Washington.
Who among us hasn't? So, yeah.
If you want to count him, I think it counts.
Yeah, just because he's been spotted outside of the continental United States doesn't make Bigfoot not American.
Agreed.
So I think that's a fair point. All right. Well, it's probably best to get out of here before we
That'll
say anything
do it
else
for
foolish.
Us. Yeah. Nice job by everybody.
Don't. I didn't mean to desecrate the great Gemini in such
reverse
a
Neesmith.
Brenner from Creighton.
It's been a week here.
it's been good.
Very good. Very fun. So that is, you heard quickly there, the voice of Andy Hart. No crossover, but it would be brought to you by the 99 restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today. Try their famous colossal lobster rolls. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot butter, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 10 on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.